Avec leur centre jeunesse Ground Level et en partenariat avec les agences communautaires locales et les fournisseurs de services, la Sagittawa Friendship Society offre des opportunités et des programmes qui aideront les gens de la communauté à se sentir valorisés, soutenus, mais aussi capables d'atteindre leur plein potentiel. Je suis en compagnie de Marissa Geldart, la directrice exécutive du centre. I wanted to know how the center started.
So the center started in 1964, and originally friendship centers were made to help with a transition from people moving off reserve into urban centers. And so our friendship center was actually one of the first friendship centers established in Alberta.
Okay. You said a friendship center. What's the difference between a center and a friendship center?
It's the same thing. A friendship center is we're connected to a provincial association, and so either a center or society, they're both the same.
Who started the center?
So I'm not exactly sure who the founding members of the center were. Like I said, it was in 1964, so quite a while ago. But there was a core group of people that brought the center to Peace River. So at our center, we have a lot of different programs. We are currently operating the Out of the Cold shelter, and so that program provides services and support to our homeless population, and we took that program over in April and reopened it in July as a COVID response. We also have the Ground Level Youth Center. The Youth Center has been in operation for over 20 years, and we provide support and programming for youth in our community. Right now, because of COVID, we are currently opened at our center, and we're also delivering weekly activity kits to youth. We're delivering anywhere between 60 and 100 activity kits per week. We also have Strengthening the Family Circle, and that program is for families, and we provide support and advocacy for the families through home visitation, traditional parenting workshops, and we also do referrals to other community agencies. Another family program we have is called Building Better Babies, and that's a pre- and postnatal program specifically for new moms. And we're able to help the new moms with milk coupons, diapers, and in-home support. We also have the Filling Our Teepees program, and that's a youth mental health program. And with that, it's based on teepee teachings and how the teachings can help youth and really support their mental health. We also have the OSSI program, and in that program that focuses on youth homelessness and family reunification. So we're able to assist youth in sometimes 1 month's rent or damage deposit, and that also includes a family reunification. So we do family circles where we try to bring the family back together so that homelessness isn't an issue. We also have NIA, the Northern Indigenous Health Alliance. This is an alliance with three other friendship centers, and that program is around HIV and harm reduction. And because of COVID, that looks a little different now, but the program is still running, just with the majority being virtual and some in-house outreach services. We have an employment program for youth, and so with that, we took over the mini golf course in Peace River, and that is part of the youth employment program. So at our youth center, the youth go through the employment program, attend employment readiness workshops, and then in the summer they do have the opportunity to work at our golf world to get hands-on work experience. We do Charlie's Good Food Box once a month, and so with that, participants can sign up for that Charlie's Good Food Box, and it includes vegetables, fruit, dairy. Specifically for holidays, we do things like a Christmas hamper with that. So that can be registered for at the first of every month, and it's only a $20 fee to participants, and they get a box of $60 worth of groceries. We also provide cultural experiences such as ceremony. We have an in-house elder night now, Dave Malapi. So he provides in-house elder support, medicine wheel teachings. We do traditional parenting, and we also assist with protocols. So people can come in and can speak to our elder about different questions they have or questions around protocol. We also do educational programs. So we do cultural, historical awareness and training programs, and that's really suited to the community and whatever the needs of the specific organization that's requesting that service. So I think that basically covers it all. As you can see, we have a really great continuum of programs starting from prenatal all the way up to elder. So that's a little bit about what we do here.
You talked about COVID. How did the disease affected the center?
So we have been open for the majority of the pandemic. We were closed to the public from March to September, but with that, we were still running programming. We were helping clients by appointment. And in September, our center fully opened again. So all of our programs are available. Of course, we're following all recommendations and restrictions as set out by the Alberta government. And we do have COVID protocols in place for our center to keep everyone safe.
Okay, perfect. While doing my research, I saw that the center supports the Peace River School District. How does it support it?
In the past, we've supported in a lot of different ways. We've done cultural programming in the schools. Our elder supports youth in the schools, and we also have support the youth that come from the schools in our youth center. So basically, our role is just supporting and providing that cultural piece to the school division.
Also, I'm pretty curious, why is it called Sagittawa? What does Sagittawa mean?
So there is no direct translation. Sagittawa is a Cree word, but the rough translation is where a gathering place where the rivers meet. And so because we're right on the river here, and our original, I guess, mandate was a gathering place for people, that's where the name came from.
What's next for the Sagittawa Friendship Center? What's your next project?
Well, I think whatever the needs of the community are, we're really flexible in meeting those needs. And so I don't know if we have a specific next project. Right now, we're just really supporting people through the COVID pandemic, and that's really our main focus right now.
Okay, perfect. Would you like to add anything else?
I definitely encourage people to come into our center to see what we have here. We also have a handicraft store where we sell locally made crafts. So we have moccasins, birch bark baskets, jewelry, antler carvings, and with Christmas coming up, it's definitely the perfect time to come look at it.
Thank you so much, Marissa.
Oh, you're welcome. And if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out.
C'était Marissa Geldart, la directrice exécutive du Centre Sagittawa. Ici Alex Fortier pour la Radio Nord-Ouest FM.